with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, shalom, Andrea Simontov. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear that you're there. It's good to hear that you're anywhere.
my goodness me. If there's a funny noise, it's just because we've lost electricity, but we are resourceful, so you don't know that. Andrea, you're going to talk to us about happy, holy, and homeless. How can you be happy, holy, and homeless? The magic of Sukkot.
Right. So, I don't know, Simon. But first of all, the name of the segment is called From My Jerusalem Window. Yes. And I was like, I frequently am a little sorry that that's what I called it, because the view from my window is not always wonderful. But today, it's wonderful that even in the midst of this seger, this complete lockdown, which it's Israel, it's not complete. You know what I mean? Like, is anything ever really complete around here? But even you would think that everybody's in a funk, and there is something very heavy duty about this Sukkot. We can't have people over. They're giving out fines. If they find that you're in your sukkah, there's something like a little bit perverted as I'm saying that. If they find you in that sukkah with anybody, who's not from your immediate family, you're going to get hit with a 500 shekel fine. And so, I mean, it's not what we think about Sukkot. And yet I look out my Jerusalem window and I see that people are indeed peppering the roofs and peppering the merpesiot, the patios, with sukkahs. So it's like we're not going to – COVID doesn't change the calendar. COVID doesn't dictate what Jewish life is about. It's very, very important to see that from my Jerusalem. So, yeah, happy, holy, and homeless. Homely, happy, and homeless. Homeless, happy, and holy.
But that's lovely to hear you tell me that, because the article that I read some time ago, it was probably in Haaretz, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm,
and we know what you're going to think about that. But nevertheless, they were saying that there was a sense in Israel this year of, really, we're just not going to bother. That it's just...
Well, it's not true. It's not true. Maybe some. But nevertheless, I see. Well, first of all, I live in Jerusalem. Okay? And Jerusalem is not always, I mean, it's not Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jerusalem's a whole heartbeat of itself. I really don't know what's going on with the rest of the country, which may be part of the problem.
Okay, well.
But the thing about it is, let's forget COVID for a moment. And let's remember the reason we step out of our homes. Just because you live in the part of the world where the weather is getting lovelier and lovelier by the day.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is in much of the world, and certainly not much of the Jewish world. Certainly not Europe, certainly not North America. And it's getting colder out. I mean, it should be. Not so much so here, but, and the whole idea behind it is, in a way, what COVID hasn't done, if COVID hasn't knocked us off our high stools and let us know that we're not in charge of the world, Sukkot certainly does it. When we step into these flimsy huts with certainly no protection from the rain that we're praying for, the rain that if it comes at the proper time is going to get on our heads and ruin our meals and probably blow the electricity. And we remember we are that frail. But my favorite part of the homelessness is because our home is only our home as long as it's blessed from heaven, as long as God's in charge. When we have our beautiful chandeliers and our wall-to-wall carpeting and whatever, actually I like the parquet floors, but whatever it is that makes us feel in charge and accomplished and arrived, Sukkot says to us, you're deluding yourself. No, you're not. The only thing that matters is that you see the star, and I remember Lahavdil, you remember the opening scene of Roots, where Kunta Kinte's father holds him up to the heaven and says, behold, the only thing greater than yourself. And Sukkot teaches us that. But the other thing, because I'm watching the clock, and I know you're going to stop me and say, well, thank you so much, but the other thing that I love so much about Sukkot is that it's about the stranger. It's about the universality of it. It's about the imani kan hakol kan the im en any kan mikan. If I'm here, I have everything. But if I'm not here, I have nothing. Who am I? And that's what it really is. That wherever we are we happy with our lot? are we satisfied? Sukkot reminds us that the richest man and the poorest man are for at least 8 days living in a hut of fabric or cheap wood or sometimes plexiglass. But it's all the same. It levels the playing field and lets us know, especially after coming off that high. We need that high. Just after Yom Kippur, when we've been cleansed, we need that sense of universality, that sense of brotherhood. And it really is home, you know, it's homey, it's holy, and the homelessness is actually not beside the point. It's the glorious point.
Absolutely. Wow. Andrea, as per normal, you've just opened up a whole new aspect of something that I wasn't aware of. What a beautiful idea. Thank you for sharing.
Critical, yeah. My pleasure, my pleasure. Listen, a happy, happy Sukkot, a joyful Sukkot, and please God, I haven't looked at the Yoman yet. We'll probably speak next week.
We probably will. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Shabbat shalom and chag sameach lekulam. Bye-bye.
I want to go to the SMS line where M weighed in a little while ago saying, I believe it's important to reject Trump's intolerance and lies. Fortunately, the vast majority of American Jews are against him. It is quite incredible, M, that no matter how pro-Israel he may appear to be or is, he doesn't seem to make any dent in the loyalty of Jews to the Democratic Party. Clive, we were talking about COVID with Dr. Daniel Israel and second waves, and he says blame China for this. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who have that opinion. And Karen says, Chag Sameach, beautiful insights. And yeah, I agree with you. But then again, Andrea Simontov is always full of beautiful insights.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.